This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome back to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show live from our Northern Michigan studios in Boyne City. And what a great... what a great time of the year it is in Michigan. I mean, this is the time of the year that you want to get out, take your kids, take yourself, take your spouse, take your dog, and enjoy Michigan. 11,000 inland lakes to enjoy. The Great Lakes are here. Just get out and enjoy lots of state parks, county parks, and just awesome roads to travel in this state. Price of gas is down to its cheapest point in a long time. Grand Rapids now seeing cheap gas prices, which means it's good to get out and cruise around. The average price of gas in Grand Rapids and GR, $2.44 as of this morning, according to GasBuddy.com and our good friend there, Patrick DeHaan, the senior petroleum analyst at GasBuddy. So that's good news. Some places as low as $2.09 here a few days ago. Might get back in that direction. You see, you might end up with a nuclear holocaust as a result of the Iran deal, but you'll have cheap gas all the way in. So there's something to be said for that. I mean, if you're going to get, you know, incinerated, at least you can have a cheap tank of gas before you get there, because Iran's going to put, what is it, 5 million barrels a day onto the world market, maybe more. But they're going to start pumping, you know, oil onto the world market because they have the opportunity to do so. With the sanctions being lifted by the United States and $120 billion being pumped in by the U.S. government and others, Iran's off and running, and good news for them. And like I said, cheap gas for us. And in fact, we had Patrick DeHaan at one point here last week here on the program from Gas Buddy told me we could see gas below $2 a gallon again. Wouldn't that be incredible? I didn't think we'd see it again. Never happened just here a few months ago. I thought, well, you know, it got down to, what did I see it? Maybe 180 was the cheapest I saw it or bought it maybe. Maybe I saw it into the 170s. Wouldn't that be incredible? Because let's not kid ourselves, boys and girls. America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. If the price of gasoline goes to $1.75, even for a few weeks, I mean, that is a tremendous savings. I might buy a bigger truck. Really be somebody. Anyhow. Where did that go that I had? All right, just trying to get back on track here. The phone number here is 888-999-66, 888-999-66. You can join the conversation. Tell me some of the great places you have it here in Michigan, and we'll go from there. Now, parents who don't want to vaccinate their children here in Michigan are no longer able to simply sign a waiver provided by the local county health departments. No, in fact, now you have to do a bit more. The Washtenaw County public health officials are encouraging parents of children with incomplete immunization records, for example, to schedule appointments as soon as possible to comply with the new statewide rules requiring parents here in Michigan to meet with a nurse or a health educator, which is a good idea. The new meetings are an extra step required to obtain a waiver that is certified by the county health department. Students entering kindergarten of the seventh grade, as you probably well know, or changing school districts, are required to submit their vaccination records by the time they walk into school for their first day. Under the previous rules, if the record was incomplete, parents could ensure their children receive the required vaccination or sign a waiver form. Now, vaccination is tied to district's state school aid funding. This is important to note. The Michigan School Aid Act of 1979 requires that districts failing to meet the reporting deadlines lose 5% of their state funding. I mean, and that is a big deal. 5% of their state funding goes away. Now, the new rules come from the Michigan Department of Community Health and were adopted this past December. A report from the Washtenaw Public Health Department in August of 2014 revealed the region is 66th out of 84 in Michigan as identified for fully vaccinating children between the ages of 13 and 17. And there's a lot of argument about vaccinations in America. A lot of arguments about, you know, some folks saying we should not vaccinate children because the dangers are too high. The fact of the matter is the dangers for vaccinating are a lot lower than not vaccinating. Measles, mumps, smallpox, polio, all eradicated by vaccination. That's not my opinion. That's scientific matter of fact. And I'm sure there are some out there listening right now that are anti-vaccination. I am not one of them. When people come in, they feel very high tension at first, said Christina Karpinski in talking to M Live, talking about this public health immunization nurse coordinator and what people need to do. Each conversation occurs between an individual family and either a nurse or health educator. Only the county's public health department is able to hold these meetings. They are not available through a physician's office, and it's now required. Karpinski said there have been 200 such meetings, and they have been primarily positive experiences. The conversations vary in length, but appointments are made with the idea that they will last about a half an hour. Part of the meetings with public health officials, parents are informed on the risks of not vaccinating their children and are able to ask any questions they might have about the safety of vaccines in general or specific shots. In Washtenaw County, the public health spokeswoman there said parents from all 200 appointments held so far have taken the certified waivers with them, and it's too early to tell if those parents will complete the vaccinations or just fill out the forms. Nearly 1,400 waivers were submitted in the year 2013, which would mean the department would have to schedule, 900 more appointments if they're to keep up. And this is just Washtenaw County here, of course, just one example here in Michigan of the challenges faced by county health departments for those who want to skip the immunizations for their children. Vaccinations are important. Childhood vaccinations are important, obviously. And like I said, I am a proponent. I'm sure there are many that are not and would wish to disagree with me. If you'd like to disagree with me, call me and tell me why. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966 is the Common Sense hotline here to the Steve Gruber Show. I'd love to hear from you. Because we like to have these conversations right out in public. And I know there are people that have very strong feelings when it comes to the topic of vaccinations and so forth. So feel free, dial it up. 888-900-9966. In the next couple of days, I'll be broadcasting live at a couple of different locations around the Michigan Talk Network and the affiliates. Tomorrow, WMKT Petoskey, which is good. It's supposed to be a big storm rolling in across Lake Michigan from Wisconsin tomorrow. So a good day to take cover with my friends at WMKT Petoskey. And then here in a few days, WATT in Cadillac. WATT will host the Steve Gruber Show on our Northern Adventures. Today, we are live from our Northern Michigan studios in Boyne City on the shores, the sparkling shores of Lake Charlevoix. It's Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Michigan's radio program of record is The Steve Gruber Show. Here is Steve Gruber.
I'm the cult of personality, the cult of personality, the cult of personality.
It is 18 after on this Tuesday. Welcome to it, my friends. Gonna have some fun here for the next few days, touring around. I don't get to tour as well as some, though. You know, I don't get to jump on a jet like Hillary Clinton boarded just hours, of course, after launching her global warming initiative using a French aircraft that burns 347 gallons of fuel each hour. That's just, you know, if you're in cruise mode. Of course, if you're revving up to get somewhere quicker, it'll burn it faster. Just hours after Hillary unveiled her presidential campaign's push to solve global warming through an aggressive carbon-cutting plan, She sauntered up the steps of a 19-seat private jet in Des Moines, Iowa, probably wearing her flashy blue pantsuit. Ooh, that's nice. The aircraft is a Dassault. It's a French Falcon 900B. That's what it is. French Falcon 900B. Again, 350 gallons an hour. And like all Falcon jets, Hillary's ride was made in France. The Trump-esque transportation cost $5,850 an hour to rent. $5,850 per hour. And she has used the same plan before, including at least one trip for speeches that brought her $500,000. I mean, if you're getting $500,000 in fees, takes you a couple hours each way, you know, whatever. I would do it. Oh, and I was right. There it is. The light blue pantsuit right there in pictures. I mean, is that not beautiful or what? Okay. So speaking of politics, here's the problem with Jeb Bush. Here's the problem with Jeb Bush at this juncture as I see it. Jeb Bush was recently in the Hamptons. In fact, he spent Saturday morning at an estate in front of chief executives, hedge fund managers. The candidate, no stranger to, obviously, wealthy donors, being wealthy himself. This time was different because about half of the attendees were Democrats. And what does that tell you? Kenneth Lipper, the money manager and registered Democrat who hosted the event, said this guy sells well. Virtually the only one left without writing a check, Lipper said, was a buck deer that wandered past the group assembled on the wooded grounds. They all wrote him money. The Democrats lining up to support Jeb Bush. What does that tell you? It tells me we need something different. What's the difference between Jeb and Hillary? What, he wears a smaller waist size? Come on. Of course I said it. The wealthiest donors are playing an unprecedented role in the early stages of the 2016 race. For the first time ever, most candidates are raising more money through super PACs, which can accept donations of up to $1 million or more, than through the traditional campaign accounts that are capped at $2,700 per donor. I'm sure there are a lot of poor people that like him, too. It so happens there's not a lot of poor people in the Hamptons. No one has raised as much in this new environment as Jeb Bush. That's John Ellis Bush, Jeb Bush, who has amassed about $103 million in his super PAC and another $11 million for his campaign by the end of June. The Lipper event shows how widely Bush is ranging in his quest for donors. The race for money adds to the importance of places like the Hamptons, Wall Street's Oceanside Playground, where Lipper remarked that it's become fashionable to spend more than $100 million on a vacation home. $100 million on a vacation home? Well, why wouldn't you? The entire annual income, by the way, as these people, you know, and make no mistake, Hillary's no stranger to the Hamptons either. Or Brooklyn Heights, where the average homes are $6, $8, $10 million. The entire annual income for the median U.S. household, $50,000. It wouldn't cover more than 900 of the summer rentals here listed on one brokerage's website. Wouldn't cover the summer rentals at $50,000. Yeah. Oh, boy. Bush was there for at least an hour, picking up checks, shaking hands. People with money like him, said Andrew Sabin, who is a 69-year-old top Republican fundraiser and co-host of one of the Bush events. I'm sure there are a lot of poor people that like him, too, but it so happens there's just not poor people in the Hamptons, like I just said. Bush's schedule took him to the six-bedroom beachside mansion of Clifford Sobel on his next stop, a former ambassador and entrepreneur who served crab cakes and bruschetta. Then there were the cocktails at the home of Emil Henry. Emil Henry is a former Treasury official and now the CEO of an infrastructure fund. The Bush campaign wouldn't comment on the events or say how much was raised, but Lipper said his event alone raised $250,000. Just that one stop for breakfast, $250,000 brought in by the Bush campaign. Over a salad on the deck of the South Fork Country Club prior to attending two of the fundraisers, Sabin said donors appreciate the way Bush's staff keeps in touch. We get a rundown every week. They're very transparent, said Sabin, who runs a precious metals refining business with offices from China to Dubai. Some guys take your money. You don't know what they're talking about until you read it in the newspaper. It's not true with Bush. They like him. Now, during a course of lunch with his girlfriend, Saban passed out copies of a magazine that features him and his 60-foot fishing boat above the ground. Said he gave to 256 charities and mentioned the climate change center he created at Columbia Law School. And it's a big one. An ardent environmentalist, Saban said he is encouraging Bush to become the Teddy Roosevelt of this century. He said he's indifferent to the rise of big money in politics. I believe in free enterprise, said Saban. You earn the money, you can do with it what you want. I don't have a problem with it at all. But make no mistake, in many ways, the Hamptons are Hillary's territory. The Democratic candidate said, and her husband have often rented summer homes there. And again, you can't rent summer homes for 50 grand. But yet, she's one of us. She's the ordinary person. And Jeb Bush, he's one of us, too. Come on, people. We can do better than this. We can do better than this. Tuesday on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Steve Gruber Show. Jump-starting your day with the news that matters.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show, brought to you this hour by American Metal Roof. If you're looking for a break on your new roof, looking for the best roof you can buy and get a better price, go to AMRSpecialOffer.com. My friends at American Metal Roof putting this together just for you. AMRSpecialOffer.com. The best way to find this is to go to SteveGruber.com. See the big banner ad flying up top with my picture on it. Go ahead and click on that. You can find out all about metal roofs. You can also find all the podcasts by way of Podbean. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the podcast link. We've had thousands of hits already, just going wildly popular. Any of the interviews you hear here, you can find there and so forth. That's all at SteveGruber.com in our effort to make sure that you have everything you need. Jeff is on the line on the hotline this morning somewhere in Michigan. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
About the climate fix or change, there's no way you can change it. It's from the effect of the melting ice and snow in Antarctica and Alaska.
So climate change, nothing we can do about it. I happen to agree with you on that. I think we can do things to keep our environment cleaner, of course. We can clean up after ourselves, but you believe that climate change is the way it is? Is that what you're saying?
No. There is no way climate change. You can't change climate.
Well, I appreciate you checking in, Jeff. I happen to think that you're onto something there, because I think that the carbon tax and so forth is nothing more than just a tax, using a clever way to get there. And I can't say whether climate change exists or doesn't exist for sure, as far as man caused climate change. But I can guarantee you this: Al Gore got really wealthy talking about it. And I appreciate the call. The phone number here: 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Speaking of hot air, Donald Trump's out there spreading a lot of it. And our next guest seems to like it a fair amount. Megan Barth back on the program, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Megan, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Good morning.
Always a pleasure. So Donald Trump, despite his insults of John McCain, despite his comments about a variety of things, continues to lead the polls and do an admirable job so far. I mean, his brand is pretty efficient out there, and I wonder if it's going to continue. But right now, he's, defying gravity, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. They thought he was committing political suicide when he came out of the gate, and they, meaning the GOP. The GOP, it was through Reince Priebus, even asked him to tone it down, and yet his numbers continue to rise. And I speak about this on ReaganBaby.com. It's called A Lesson in Branding. And your brand is a unique promise of your value. You can only build a strong brand if you are who you say you are. And I was listening to all of the blowback, specifically out of the gate, he was talking about illegal immigration, and a lot of the Republican candidates chastised him for using words and carried the left's narrative. And they were concerned about Trump destroying the GOP brand. And I thought, well, isn't that funny? Because I believe those within the GOP leadership have done a very good job at destroying their own brand.
You know, let me jump in right there. Hold on, Megan. Let me jump in right there. Because I think the problem with the GOP, and I've said this for years and years, is that if Mitch McConnell is the brand, I ain't buying. If John Boehner is the brand, I ain't buying. I mean, Mitch McConnell is about as far away from Madison Avenue as you could possibly be for a PR and advertising campaign. I mean, look at this guy. What would you want? I mean, come on. I don't want to be this guy. And John Boehner, you know, I mean, I'm sorry. I hope he doesn't burst into tears over this deal. But, you know, the GOP, that's funny stuff, isn't it? The GOP has a real problem branding themselves. And you've got to believe they know where Madison Avenue is. They know what a PR firm is. They know what advertising agencies are. They might want to look into hiring one.
Absolutely. And they might want to. Here's another interesting. You destroy a brand, and this comes out of the AMA, the American Marketing Association. And I wrote about this a week ago before Cruz took the floor and called McConnell a liar. I was actually very happy to see someone speaking the truth. Because how you destroy a brand is you violate your brand promise, and you violate the values that are important to your followers, your customers, or your voters in the GOP sense. So after the largest congressional majority that the GOP was given in November 2014, the very first thing the leaders in the GOP did was pass omnibus. They promised those voters that they would repeal Obamacare, and the very first thing that these guys did was fund it with $1 billion of taxpayer dollars to implement Obamacare. So thereby, they just destroyed their promise, destroying their brand.
Yeah, and you wonder, because I look at what's going on here, and I see that, you know, the support of this backroom secret deal for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I don't know what to make of that because I don't know enough about it. But there, the Republicans are clamoring to follow it. They're supporting Obamacare. They're letting money go through that will fund illegal aliens coming to this country through the president's executive actions on illegal immigration. And it just goes on and on and on. You know, I thought we voted for something different in November of 2014. And I agree with you completely, Megan. We're getting the same thing in a different package.
That's right. Everything that Obama has wanted, including the TPP, including the nomination of Loretta Lynch, he's gotten. The GOP hasn't stopped. They promised the voters before November, and that's the reason that the whole entire country, if you look at the graphic, is red in the election outcome. They promised the voters one thing, and once they got in, they did everything opposite of what they promised and gave Obama everything Obama wanted.
And I believe
is the reason why Trump is soaring in the polls is because people are tired of being lied to by politicians.
I agree with that. And to be clear, on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I don't know what to think. It may very well be something that I would support. I don't know enough about it because it's all a secret backroom deal. I don't know. And that's what bothers me about that. Now, speaking of Trump and his honesty, that does sell. And Lou Dobbs pointed this out. Lou Dobbs had a great commentary on this last week. Americans like it when somebody that gets hit hits back and doesn't apologize. That resonates with a lot of Americans. But I'll give you two examples, one on the far left and then Donald Trump. If you tell people what you are and what you're about and you tell them the truth, they will respect that. I don't like a single thing that Bernie Sanders stands for, but I know where he stands because he's blunt, honest about it. Same thing with Donald Trump. He is blunt and honest about it.
Absolutely, and he doesn't apologize. He doubles down. You don't have to wonder. People have said, yes, he's given to Democrats. He's not a conservative. He is going to have to prove himself in the debates. He can no longer, I'm going to be very curious to see his poll numbers, specifically after the first debate, because he cannot speak in just wide open general platitudes about this is great, I'm great, I'm going to do great things. He's going to have, where the rubber's going to hit the road, it's going to be the debate. He's going to have to say, I'm going to stop illegal immigration by doing this, and this is how I'm going to do it.
That's the hot button, no question. Illegal aliens, illegal immigration, hitting a hot button, no question. More illegal aliens, than unemployed in America right now. Illegals are taking up 5% of our workforce. Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com. You can find out more there. Always a pleasure, Megan.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve Gruber Show. Get the news and information vital to your world.
I need a chance just to get away. If you can hear me think, this is what I say.
All right, it is Tuesday morning, coming to you live from our Northern Michigan studios in Boyne City on the shimmering shores of Lake Charlevoix. And, you know, things are getting a little dicey there. Cops are showing up. Cops come rolling in just now to see what's going on, and they're just here to save hi, so I'll give a shout out to the Charlevoix County Sheriff's Office. Chuck Vonder, the undersheriff, stopping in to tell us we're in good company here in Boyne City, and they'll look out for us here while we're broadcasting. I appreciate that, and just making friends. Going to go out in the new boat here in a little bit and see what Lake Charlevoix is like today. It looks like glass right now. I want to get out there and enjoy that. But we're going to be coming to you all over Northern Michigan. Tomorrow we'll be in Petoskey, WMKT. Broadcasting from the studios that were put together originally for Tony Snow. If you don't remember, Tony Snow was the press secretary for George W. Bush for a long period of time, and he was going to retire to the Petoskey area. And WMKT, the way I understand the story, built him this studio because he was going to retire and do a radio program. And why wouldn't you? You know, do a radio program from up north here, of course. And unfortunately, Tony Snow got cancer, and he passed away before he could ever use the studio. So we're going to use the Tony Snow Memorial Studios, as I call it. And then a little bit later, we'll be at WATT in Cadillac to do some broadcasting there. But we're going to be all over this part of Northern Michigan for the next while and just taking in some of the sights and sounds. And so anywhere from, you know, from Lake Erie and Monroe to Saginaw Bay to the Mackinac Bridge, the UP, Lake Superior, Petoskey, Boyne City, Charlevoix, Frankfort, wherever you are in Michigan, if you got something great going on this summer, we'd sure like to hear about it. 888-900-9966. You can also go to the Facebook page, the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Post up some pictures of where you are in Michigan. Make sure you click like and tell your friends. And just enjoy this summer because it is a good one. And the weather has been fabulous. A little hot down to the south in the Lansing area. That's where Alec Kalenda's on the line from Go Green Landscapes. Good friend of mine, Alec, is, and he's here to talk about what we can do with the rest of the summer as far as sprucing up the yard, what we can do, what we shouldn't do, what we should wait till fall. Alec, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, doing great, my friend. I'm a little north of you, so I'm enjoying it. You know what we don't have here? Mosquitoes.
Yeah, I wish I was there.
Yeah, that's why I had my friends in from Mosquito Squad here a couple of days ago, because those guys are making a fortune this summer, go figure. But let's talk about you. Go Green Landscapes, of course, you're out there, you're doing lawn service, but the big part of your business, you're a Michigan State grad, the big part of your deal is going out and figure out what people need for trees and shrubs and fruit trees and so forth. So I guess my question to you is, it's the middle of summer. Is this a good time or a bad time to plant, you know, trees, or should I wait till fall? What can I do right now if I've got time on my hands and the weather's nice?
You know, it's really not a very good time to plant trees. They tend to get stressed out. But what we are doing is scheduling a lot of work for the fall. Our designer's really busy right now getting projects set up for fall time because we still got 2-3 months we can do work after the hot weather goes away. So we're getting everything lined up for that, and then also for projects next spring. Right now we're doing a lot of planning and design work. And then as soon as the weather breaks and gets cooler, it's a big push to get everything finished as far as the work's done. So.
Right, because you never know what's going to happen in the fall, of course. The weather could turn on you and make it more difficult.
Oh, no, half the time we're still finishing up fall cleanups, and then the snow comes, and we're still plowing and doing fall cleanups. So it's unpredictable in Michigan, as you know.
But I do give you credit. You know, you like, it seems to be like there's fewer and fewer, but you have that entrepreneurial spirit, and you're a guy who, you know, went to Michigan State, rolled up your sleeves and said, you know, I can design and I can grow and I can, you know, create these landscapes. And so many people like you around the state that I tip my hat to the folks that go out there and do it the old-fashioned way, you earn it. So what kind of things can people do right now? Are we basically in a maintenance mode here? Now, fortunately, we've had a lot of rain. I see that most of the lawns are really lush and green. You know, summer's passed. It gets to be middle of July, and everything's kind of getting brown because it's been dry and hot for too long. But so far this year, we've been pretty fortunate.
Oh, yeah. The mowing crews are still going out every week. And, you know, fertilizer and weed control is still happening. Bed maintenance is still happening. We're doing pruning of shrubs and ornamental trees. Yeah, maintenance is in full swing. It's just the planting new things is taking a little bit of a backseat just due to the 90-degree weather.
Well, yeah, sure, it gets too hot like that. You don't want to do that. But one of the things that I'm looking toward doing, and I mean, just give me a couple minutes on this, but I'm looking, my wife and I would like to plant, you know, a few fruit trees on a piece of property we have. Obviously, you say that's something we should wait till fall so they don't get stressed out in this hot weather. But our fruit trees, are we better to plant them in the fall or the spring? I mean, I know that apples do well here and peaches do well and pears do well. And I just think it'd be kind of a fun thing to have a handful of fruit trees so it's not too much work. Is that something we wait till spring or we do it this fall?
You know, either way is fine. Some people argue that fall is better. Some people argue that spring is better. To be honest, I haven't really seen too much of a difference. So really, whenever you want to do it, as long as the weather is, say, 70 degrees or cooler, is a good time to do it.
Good time to get out there and really, because no matter what you do in your yard, whether it's flowers or shrubs or fruit trees, You just make your home a better place by, you know, working with people like yourself. And obviously, this is what you do. You went to school for it at Michigan State, and you just have a lot of fun doing it, Alec. Give me a couple of ideas where you're going to be for the next couple of weeks. Are you just trimming and cleaning, or you got bigger plans?
Well, we've got a couple patios we just recently finished. We got a couple more on the way. We did a deck, so any of the hardscaping stuff we can keep going with. Well, we hold off on planting.
See, now there's a really good idea, Alec. Alec from Go Green Landscapes. You know, guys, you can get your deck built right now and wait to put in the nice shrubs and trees around your deck for this fall, but that's what you can be doing right now. Alec, always a pleasure. Alec is at Go Green Landscapes. They can find you on Facebook. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right. We're on Facebook.
All right. Go Green Landscapes on Facebook. Alec, always a pleasure, my friend.
Yep, thank you, Steve. Enjoy Charlevoix. It's way nicer up there than here.
It's a beautiful place. A beautiful place,
yeah,
no
is.
Question.
All right, take care now.
All right, Alec, thanks to you so much from Go Green Landscapes. We'll bring it to the finish line in just a moment right here on the Steve Gruber Show.